Fancy running into you here, detective. Were you also here to break into the Lockhart safe? Last time we met, you said something, oh, I don't know, about me being a no-good lying thief. But it seems you got here before I did. Such a pity, really. I hope you didn't crack into it without me. That's half the fun after all. You must have been keeping pretty close tabs on me in order to know where I was going to hit tonight. I make sure to take a few jobs at a time ever since I first ran into you. I like to keep you on your toes, dear detective. But it seems, wow, now you've caught me. You win this round. Now, get out of my way. I need access to what's behind you and you standing in front of the safe with your arms crossed, either in, I can't tell if you're mad at me or you just really want to fuck me right now, isn't helping. Really? You want to grow a backbone now? We both know I call the shots around here, detective. So, be a doll and move out of mistress's way. We both know what happens when you are bad. I never knew you had it in you, detective. Wow. You really are standing up to me. How many times did it take? 4? Maybe 5 times? Did you practice in front of your mirror telling me no? You are just so full of surprises today, detective. But then again, so am I. Backed up against the safe. Caged between my arms, my leg dangerously close to your crotch. What are you going to do? Tell me no again? I don't think you have the guts. If you move out of the way for me, I'll sink to my knees right here in the Lockhart's bedroom and make it worth it. What do you say? Don't you want to be good for mistress? A good detective gets a reward. Holding strong, I see. Is someone craving my red nails dragging down their back? Do you want me to bite into your neck and moan out your name? That can easily be arranged. Just give me what I want. Come on, be a doll for me. You really aren't gonna budge, are you? Fine, whatever. You win this round, detective. I'll just leave you alone in this room. I will definitely be seeing you some other time, though. I can just do one of my other jobs. Maybe you're smart enough to figure out which one it is since you suddenly have grown a backbone. Until we meet again, detective. What did you say? Oh, don't shake your head now. Say it again. What did you just say to me? You want me to make you? That's all you had to say, doll. I have no problems getting my hands dirty. I just had No idea. That such a goody two shoes like yourself would like to play dirty with it. What did you call me last time? A good for nothing thief? It seems the tables have turned when you're denied. You crave this good for nothing thief that badly. Addicted to how it feels knowing you are laying with the enemy? Or is it just that I'm that intoxicating? Can't keep away from your filthy little thief? No, that's not where you're going. You don't get to have your back to the wall while I ravish your mouth. There's a perfectly good bed right over there, and I have no problem pushing you down on it. I have no problem climbing on top, pinning your hands above your head, and having my way with you while you moan and whine like the filthy little thing you are deep down. You said to make you. Now you have to suffer the consequences. Don't protest when my hand grabs your jaw. This way. Bed. Now. That's more like it. I didn't give you permission to touch me, did I? I need to get something out of my bag. Here it is. What? You've never seen zip ties before? That's cute. Someone who pretends to be as naive as you, but obviously must have played a little rough before. You've never been restrained with a pretty woman on top of you? That's still a little too much movement for my preference. Your hands might be stuck together, but you can still move them as one. I guess I'll just have to put them around this bedpost. I told you, do not protest. You told me to make you. I'm just following my orders, detective. There. Perfect. Now you can't move your hands at all. They are completely immobile. Getting turned on by a thief like me, detective? You better not forget to erase the Lockhart's tapes before you leave. It would look real bad for you if they found a detective breaking into their home, hooking up with the woman, and then them just being left there restrained. You didn't think I'd forgotten all about the mission, did you? That's so adorable. You might look so sexy, helpless, and underneath me, but that doesn't distract me from my job. I am a professional, after all. I'm just Having a little detour of fun with you. You know, I can feel how much you want me. You are desperate for me. Do you want me to, I don't know, help you out? If I get you off right now, will you let me rob the Lockhart's blind and be on my merry little way? It might be fun to risk it. I had not only them on my tail, but also the cops. I have always loved the thrill of being chased. But quite honestly, I am being paid way too much to risk letting you free, Detective. Besides, it seems only one of us actually got distracted from the task at hand, and that was you. I guess you played and lost. That's okay, though. You make quite a cute loser. You can complain all you want. That isn't going to make me free you. If anything, your noises make me want to take you home and keep you tied up all the time. They are simply the sweetest things I've heard. There we go. Well, I have to admit, it's been quite fun. Have a good time trying to figure out how to get out of those zip ties, and don't forget to erase the footage. I'm sure the Lockharts wouldn't take too kindly to find you tied up in their bed and their safe empty. Ta-ta, detective.